Now, with Ireland on the cusp of introducing a limited form of mandatory quarantine, we are going to take a look at Australia, which implemented hotel quarantines from the start of the pandemic. And experts attribute much of the country's success in keeping deaths and numbers low to a swift border lockdown and hotel quarantining. The Australian ambassador to Ireland is Gary Gray. Ambassador Gray, good morning and welcome to Drive Time.
Good morning, Mary.
And indeed to Morning Ireland, I should say, remembering my old birth. Ambassador, today, of course, is Australia Day, a day of celebration for some, a controversial date and problematic for others. Will it be marked this year?
It will be, and it is a day of celebration and acknowledgement of pain. So we're used in Australia to dealing with our Australia Day, acknowledging the pain of settlement in Australia, but also acknowledging the great achievement of Australia on the world stage and in our own backyard.
I want to move on, Ambassador, because you have experience now since last March of a mandatory quarantine for all international travellers coming into your country. How did you put it in place and how is it working?
So the idea was the idea of the Premier of Victoria. So the idea actually came from government that we should have the kind of lockdown that we put in place. Now, it's not just for international travellers. We have these kinds of isolation measures for people who move across jurisdictions. So travelling from Western Australia into South Australia or from Queensland into New South Wales. So crossing borders is something that we have worked very hard to control, to manage the disease, but we're able to do that because of the nature of our island, the nature of interstate travel, and the ability to lock the place down.
And if somebody is crossing a border or they're landing at your ports or at your airports, what happens when this mandatory quarantine kicks in?
I'll give you a real example. We had an airplane take off from Adelaide late last year in flight. In Adelaide, they identified the UK strain of the virus. Everyone on that plane expected to be able to get off the plane and go about their business in Perth. They were then placed in quarantine. Adelaide was locked down and the borders were closed. Placed in quarantine means placed in a hotel, and it therefore means that you cannot move out of that hotel or out of your hotel room for the period of that quarantine.
And it's 14 days in quarantine, and you pay for this quarantining or detention. How much does it cost?
$3,000 for the first adult, so roughly 2,000 euros. For a family, roughly 5,000 Australian dollars. And after you paid for the initial adult at 3,000 Australian dollars or 2,000 euros, you'll pay about $1,000 for every kid thereafter, to a limit of 5,000 for a family.
And what are your rules then around PCR tests? If people arrive in your country with a negative PCR test, or do they have to go through PCR tests at different stages during their time in quarantine?
Well, you now cannot board an aeroplane heading for Australia without a negative PCR test.
So there is no question of anybody entering your country without...
No, and Mary, it would only be reasonably...
Test.
That's correct. And it would only be reasonable of me to say we strongly discourage travel. We strongly discourage travel. I don't know the government that encourages travel, but we strongly discourage travel.
You're here as opposed to there, of course, but what is life like in Australia now?
It's tough if what you want to do is travel. But in reality, we are in a situation where the disease is managed and controlled in most areas. It does break out from time to time. There's no magic wand here and there's no magic solution. And governments have worked really hard to try to get the protocols right. The Irish government have been fantastic at advising our government in Australia how to manage some really difficult parts of COVID. So in aged care homes in particular, and those facilities, we learned a lot from the Irish experience. We have a lot of Irish nurses and doctors working in Australia, helping us manage the disease.
Ambassador, you know, one of the consequences, of course, of this has been a cap on the numbers that are allowed into your country, which has affected tens of thousands of Australian citizens who've been stranded overseas. We're going to hear from one, Harry Barkman. He's one of over 400 Australians who found themselves stranded here in Ireland and unable to return home. He's been speaking to our reporter, Joan O'Sullivan. Have a listen.
There are no flights. One thing is that there are no flights. The other thing is it's extremely expensive if you are lucky enough to find a flight. And then the government repatriation flights, $2,200 Australian dollars, but you can't get on them. You can't get on them either. When you get a message from DFAT, an email from DFAT saying, you know, they're being offered, when you immediately go to the site, when you wake up in the morning, there's nothing available. They're all gone.
Why are you so anxious to get home?
We had a family tragedy last year, and my mother's 85, and I really only came back this time to explain the situation face to face with my partner, and then go back and you know, look after my mum.
And was your mum by herself at the moment?
Yeah, she's by herself. She's by herself. She's totally by herself, and so she's feeling very isolated, and you know, she's 85. And I feel like I want to be with her, and I can't get a flight.
And do you have any hope of being able to return to Australia in the next few weeks, in the next few months?
No, I've been abandoned. I've been abandoned by the Australian government. I can't see any hope until everybody's been vaccinated.
Henry Barkman there, Ambassador. He feels abandoned. What are you doing for Australians stranded abroad?
We're working hard to get Australians home who need to travel. It is difficult, beyond any question. It is truly difficult to travel. And we do that because we're trying to keep people safe and keep Australia safe. We've got a list right now of about 450 Australian residents in Ireland who want to get back to Australia. We can't get them all back right away, but we work very hard to move people through the system. Henry's no doubt been in touch with our office. I don't know him, but certainly I'm aware of the case, and I'm aware of how difficult it is to get back to Australia. That's just how it is. It's tough.
Ambassador Gary Gray, thank you very much.